The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For the full episode of The Dennis Prager Show, go to Pragertopia.com, sign up, and become a full member. Whenever I really want an objective take on what is happening in the Middle East, I go to themedialine.org. Themedialine.org, a Middle East news service based in Jerusalem. The co-founder and editor and publisher is Felice Friedson. She's in Jerusalem right now. You can see her at the Salem News Channel. That's where the show is videoed, and you can, of course, hear her right now. Felice, I'm not going to even begin with, how are you? For some reason, I think I know the answer. Right before we went on, I asked you a question, and I said, let's save your response for my listeners. So I'm assuming that you went to some form of shelter on Saturday. Is that correct?
It is, as every other person living in Israel. Dennis, I can't even begin to outline for you the orchestration of what Iran rained down on Israel in every single city, minus maybe Tel Aviv, which was unusual in this forum. But what happened here is that we had ballistic missiles, and we had cruise missiles, and we had unmanned vehicles, drones, 300 of them coming in one after the other, city by city. And I'm telling you, the boom that I heard, and then the counterattack that you saw that happened. In this case, I'm not sure whether it was through an Iron Dome or it was an arrow that took out whatever was coming this way. It was so close to where we live in Jerusalem. And it was very scary for the moment. I would say even more frightening than the beginning of the war, where so much of that was happening as well. But the fact that Iran told everyone in the world that they were going to come in and invade, and that they were going to rain down on Israel in such a way, it's not shocking. It's expected. I think what really is shocking right now is that Israel is looking towards retaliating. And as I speak to you at this moment, the cabinet has agreed to go ahead with a retaliation. No one understands what that means. There will be a second meeting tomorrow, but the consensus is they need to. The question is, will the United States allow them to do so? Avigdor Lieberman, who is the former defense minister, has come out very strongly. This is necessary. We cannot allow this to continue on Israeli land because it will happen again. But the problem is that Israel needs the radar space, and they need the United States to greenlight whatever they plan on doing.
Well, the Wall Street Journal had a very powerful editorial supporting Israel retaliating. The idea that Israel should not retaliate when an attempt was made to kill tens of thousands of Israelis by another nation, not even just a terrorist group, and Israel not respond, is probably unprecedented in world history. You attack my country and we will do nothing. That is what the Biden administration and the New York Times have announced. Are Israelis aware of that?
The Israeli people are aware. We've been assessing this for a long time. I think that they know they need the United States. They've always felt that the United States is an ally of Israel. However, if they are not given the green light now, given access to radar, given arms that are necessary and needed, how can they go it alone? And that, to me, is the big question. Mm-hmm. It's not that a response is needed. It's that a response that's thoughtful, that's timed. There's no timing that's been allowed here. Think about it. Iran has had a lot of time to think about what they did October 7th through proxies. A lot of time to think about what was happening in terms of the tunnels and the rockets, both on the north and south of Israel. Israel was not strategically ready to respond, as we all know, on October 8th. How ready is Israel today to respond to what went down a day ago?
Do you have an answer to that? Or that's just,
I don't.
Uh-huh.
No,
so you don't,
I
all
don't.
Right, so you don't have an answer, which is, I don't know if anyone does, but can Israel respond? And will America give a green light? All right, we'll be back in a moment. Felice Friedson with MediaLine.org. You should visit it, TheMediaLine.org, the most objective source from the Middle East of which I am aware. For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to PragerTopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.